Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I guess, Mark, we're about to encounter a very historical moment, at least to the superstitious individuals out there. As you know, today, of course, is the seventh day of the seventh month of the seventh year. It's also the seventh hour Eastern time, and we're about 10 seconds away from it being the seventh minute of that hour.
And 7 seconds into that.
And 7 seconds into that.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think Jesus is going to come back in 10 seconds.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I just figured I'd point that out.
It's just some numbers.
Oh, there it goes. And it's over.
How exciting.
Yeah. But
better already.
Some people are really, they're really into this, you know.
You remember the Y2K bug? That was some good stuff, huh? Everybody was all excited about the world coming crashing down on around their ears, and we'd all be living in caves.
Now, that could have been a bit catastrophic had the marketplace not responded and fixed itself. You know, if government had, I don't know, really stepped in and screwed that one up, we could have had a bit of a mishap. But luckily, the software designers were Johnny on the spot, and they took care of things, and there were very little fallout from Y2K. Anyway, we can talk about the 7-7 superstitious people here in a little while. I've got, of course, apparently a lot of people are getting married today, et cetera, et cetera. But first, we've got to go to the phones to our special guest who is on the line. His name is Glenn Jacobs. Now, most of you don't know him by that name. Glenn, you're calling from Tennessee, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Now,
how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. It's good to have you on the show. How would most people know who you are, Glenn?
They would know me from WWE as the WWE Superstar Kane.
Yes. So yeah. So you are a WWE wrestling superstar, and obviously you're on the air with us here because of the whole Chris Benoit situation, right?
Right. And I'd also like to say that I'm not on the air on behalf of WWE. This is all, anything I say is my own personal opinion, so people should take it as thus.
And the opinions are the opinions of one Glenn Jacobs.
Right, exactly. When you guys were talking about 7777, though, I thought that you were going to ask me to propose there for a minute. So.
By the way, Glenn is a listener and fan of Free Talk.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of you guys. And
you
I
are
wish,
a big fan, that's for sure.
Maybe the biggest fan, at least height-wise. He's big. He's a very, very tall man.
How tall are you, Glenn?
I'm about 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah.
Wow.
In the neighborhood, yeah.
And what's the official WWE weight that they give you?
It's, I'm over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I think it varies, but yeah, I'm well over 300 pounds.
So, what are you doing on our show?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Chris Benoit situation.
Yeah,
and
right.
And how the, especially for the purposes of your show, of how now I have been able to see up close and personal how the big corporate media and the establishment media in America operates. And it's we've all known, of course, what they do for a long time as far as sensationalizing and spinning stories. And just to see it in a very personal way is deplorable, actually.
Glenn, let's get a real, for people that don't know who Chris is.
Hey, let's calm down there.
Perhaps
for a moment.
Lost,
I don't know what happened. Maybe he was on a cell phone or something like that. We'll try to get it back.
Just to give a little background on the Chris Benoit situation, this was a WWE superstar who apparently had some, mental problems of some sort. And last week or the week before last, he took it upon himself to kill his wife, his child, and himself.
Right, in a very deliberate weekend slaughtering, basically,
yeah.
As I understand it.
There were hours between each killing. First he killed his wife, and then I guess he probably felt like he didn't have any place to go or anything. He was out of options, so he killed his child.
And then he killed himself.
Shortly thereafter, killed himself.
And, of course, beyond the fact that it was a bit of a murder mystery, which tends to capture the attention of Americans involving a celebrity, beyond that fact, they found some steroids in his home. And they ended up actually raiding his doctor's office and harassing his doctor over all of this. And, of course, then the parade of individuals comes out in front of the news cameras to say their piece about what they thought. And apparently, in many cases, those people were... Those people were former wrestlers that are just, you know, they're looking for the spotlight again. They weren't necessarily, they didn't even necessarily know who this guy was. And I'm sure Glenn has been following this a lot closer than we have. But as he started to touch on, the news media's response to this was sensationalism. Was it roid rage tonight at 11? You know, that sort of thing, when they don't even really know what roid rage is or if it even exists. And according to some of the information we've seen, the information on this, the scientific information on the whole roid rage thing is, well, fairly inconclusive. Now, there's been one study in one direction and another study in another direction that, you know, says maybe this wasn't the case. Maybe so-called roid rage was not necessarily a factor here. But that's the sexiest thing. That's the most exciting thing that they can point to in the media to make people sit through a commercial break and come back and watch the next
season. It's easy. The media hasn't gone through and researched roid rage. If they had, they'd realize there's no scientific documentation to roid rage at all. Roid rage has not been scientifically, conclusively come to. It's not like there's no proof that it exists.
It's hype, basically. I'm not going to
the point of saying it's hype. It could very well be true that roid rage exists. There's just no science backing it up, and our media should be responsible for saying that when they just, you know, call it roid rage. Couldn't it be the mental illness? Couldn't it?
I would think so.
It seems very likely. Aren't there millions, maybe, people in the world, certainly maybe people in America that do steroids, anabolic steroids? Aren't those people...
Where's all the rage?
Yeah, where's all the rage? Why aren't these people killing everybody around them?
Right.
I personally have taken steroids one time, and not one dose, but I took one cycle, and I found myself, you know, like emotionally, I was a little more on edge than usual.
Okay.
So anecdotally, I would say that roid rage, maybe it exists, but it could very well be that that's just something that I thought was going to happen because I was taking the steroids. And the also there was, you know, what about the people that take steroids? Wouldn't they be sort of, maybe, just think about the kind of person who takes steroids. Wouldn't they maybe be more likely to be the kind of person who would be get in fights and that kind of thing?
I would think so, yeah. They've got that attitude in the first place, right?
Just saying.
And what about the weekend factor? I don't pretend to understand roid rage or whatever the concept is there, but it seems to me that when you're dealing with road rage or any other sort of rage, it's more of an instantaneous thing. It's more of a, you're in that moment, you've been pushed over the edge, you get into the zone, you're in a rage. How can one rage for an entire weekend, right? And was the house destroyed? Has anybody actually, you know, gotten into that sort of level of detail? Did he also go around and smash up all of the glass in the house and break things?
Right. Was it like the Incredible Hulk showed up? I don't know. I don't think so. But that's certainly how the media portrays this.
Well, it took him a weekend to complete this killing. And so you'd think if it were a rage, the wife and son would have been bumped off immediately, and then he had killed himself. But no, there was some other things that went on, and it took a lot of time, which I find kind of odd. So, again, we're working on getting Glenn back on the line here. I think the problem is he called us, so our board operator doesn't have his number to get him back on. We're going to get that number to him, and we'll have Glenn Jacobs, also known as WWE's Kane, wrestling superstar. He's on with us to talk about the entire Chris Benoit situation. Of course, now he comes back. We'll be back with more Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, though not representing the WWE, just saying that so you know who he is.
Right.
Why he's credible on this topic. And I know he's been paying a lot more attention to this situation than we have. We'll come back. We'll talk about so-called roid rage, the media, how they're just doing a sloppy job as always, and whatever other aspects he wants to cover. Why? Because he's bigger than us. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 6, 2007, gold 647, 10-ounce gold coins could be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on our site. Those features include the bulletin board system. We've got almost 250,000 posts there. Over 1,500 people interacting, and it's all totally free. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And on the line with us, we have another Free Stater. His name is Glenn Jacobs. You may know him better as WWE's Kane, the wrestling superstar. He's not here in the name of the World Wrestling Entertainment Group. He's just here to provide his own opinions and his own thoughts on the Chris Benoit situation and the debacle, the news debacle that has surrounded it. So with that, we bring Glenn back on the air. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live again.
Sorry about that, guys. It must have been the 777 curse. but yeah, one thing I'd like to correct to Mark for just a second. There was speculation that Chris's son, Daniel, had a fragile X, which is a form of mental retardation and a genetic defect. And I think you're getting, there hasn't been anything come out, I don't think, about Chris having any sort of mental problems. So I think you're actually just confusing those two.
Gotcha.
So, okay. Right,
okay.
But,
and it wouldn't be surprising to have the news media confuse that, because doesn't seem like they do very much research. They just kind of rip and read, as Gardner Goldsmith would put it. They just grab something off the AP and they slap on their logo and they put it up on their websites, and nobody's really doing any research here, apparently.
Right. What you guys summed the last segment is probably more accurate and the result of more research than the mainstream media has done. They immediately came out and blamed steroids, specifically roid rage. As Mark said, there's scientifically, and I didn't know this, I went on the internet for maybe an hour and went to some different websites and tried to get as much reputable information as I possibly could, including the National Institute of Health website. And according to them, there's never been a scientific study that conclusively proves that there is such a thing. As Mark said, it's more pointed towards, it's a personality type, that the people that get extremely angry on steroids are the same people that have temper problems when they're off of steroids.
Makes sense. It's kind of like the old stereotype about pot smokers, that they're all a bunch of losers. And, you know, it's like there are plenty of successful people that smoke marijuana. It's just the ones they show you on Hollywood movies are always sitting around on their couch. So it's easy to understand how these stereotypes get created.
Right.
But it's sad when the news media becomes subject to them.
Another interesting point about roid rage is it actually didn't come into popular use, I don't believe, until it was used as a legal defense, I believe unsuccessfully, in criminal cases. So, you have a couple different factors work in there.
And, right, it wasn't me, it was the roids, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, when WWE came out and made a statement that what happened did not, certainly didn't appear to be roid rage, the media accused us of spinning the story, despite the fact that WWE was just pointed out that there was a lot of sensationalism going on. And to come to the conclusion immediately before an autopsy was done, before the final police report was done, before the final toxicology report's done, before even the preliminary toxicology report's back, and to say that it was due to a specific drug or a specific category of drugs is extremely irresponsible.
Right. Basically, they decided this guy's a wrestler. Wrestlers take drugs, so this must be wrestlers take steroids, so this must be roid rage. We'll report it that way.
Exactly. And I don't know anything about Chris's personal life. I can't talk to that. But a lot of people also look at WWE and they just see Vince McMahon. We're a large company. We have hundreds of employees and hundreds of contractors. And to just look at WWE and Vince McMahon and say, "Ooh, Vince is going to get his now." What about all the other people that work for the company? What about the fact that there's a lot of people there that don't lead any sort of what I've heard in the media called a rock and roll lifestyle? Like myself, I do my job, I go home. And to just throw us all into a single category and pass judgment on us, once again, is just irresponsible and just
sure.
shows the lack of journalism that takes place.
But there's
in
no
the
price there.
Anymore.
They don't have to pay a price for it, though. They can get on the air and they can say whatever they want. And you know, you guys are lucky if you get on to rebut them. I mean, it's their podium, and
right.
There's no way that they can ever get in trouble beyond the fact that their, you know, their viewers or their listeners might tune out or might get upset about it. But unless you guys are able to actually get out there with your opinion and counteract their misinformation, then no one's ever going to know that the news was wrong, and that's a mess.
Right, and also the fact that they actually cut people's interviews, all the pieces, and make them sound the way they want them to sound. My friend Chris Irvine got on Nancy Grace, and he wrestled with WWE's Chris Jericho, and his specific statement was, did steroids play a role? I don't think so. I'm sorry, his specific statement was, did steroids play a role? Maybe, but I don't think so. When she did her highlight package, he said, did steroids play a role? Maybe. Cut.
Mm.
And that's what most people, of course,
tricky.
When they're tuning into the show, see.
Yep.
And it's just all those little tricks like that, that, like you said, even when you get to talk, what you say and what you mean are completely turned around,
right.
And a case is made against you.
Yeah, if you're not live, then anything can happen,
right.
In the editing
so,
room.
What they were hoping, excuse me, so this roid rage thing's kind of sexy as far as the news is concerned. It's got some sizzle. People want to pay attention to a wrestler who might be going crazy because of steroids. So they sort of spin it in the sense that they cut the interviews off to say, well, it could be, when the guy was really just rebutting it and saying no.
Those are the ones that are taking your side, Glenn, that are coming out and saying, look, there's no evidence, this doesn't make sense, you guys are jumping to conclusions. But what about the other guys, the washed up wrestlers that are trying to get a little bit of limelight again? Has that been a factor here where they've sort of come out and been a bit vitriolic against the WWE and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Years ago, in the 1980s, it was a different world in entertainment altogether. I wasn't even around back then, but I believe the WWE, as well as everybody else, is much more of a party atmosphere. Today, we're very professional. We have a drug policy, which is as strict as any in professional sports. That has been made very light of in the media. And the problem is, much of the problem with these people that are coming out and speaking is they were from a different era, and they don't know anything about the drug policy because they were there before we enacted the drug policy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at their personal lives, they've had people that have been substance abusers themselves, felons because of it, gone to jail, had personal vendettas against the company, professional vendettas against
right.
the company. Also a number of, like you said, has-beens, and just small-time promoters and wrestlers that are trying to get their organization in the limelight.
You know what, Glenn, if you want to hang on, I don't know if our listeners have any questions for you, but would you mind taking some if they
no.
do?
Yeah, that would be great. I'd be happy to.
Back with more with Glenn Jacobs, also known as WWE's Kane. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Chris Benoit, Media Spin, so-called Roid Rage, whatever you want to talk to him about, he's here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an Internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct Consumer Movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features, we give them away, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, that's readpi.com, is looking to change all that by implementing practical, innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com.
All right, we're on with Glenn Jacobs. You may know him as WWE wrestling superstar Kane. He's here representing himself today. He's not here on official business or anything like that. Glenn, you're just a listener of Free Talk Live, and you wanted to get in and weigh your opinion on this this whole Chris Benoit situation, which has just been botched up by the media. As we've been pointing out, they just don't do any research. They sensationalize, and they just put false information on the air, and they try to make it appear as though it's legitimate. And it's very rare that anybody actually gets a fair shake, at least anybody from your organization gets a fair shake, to rebut any of this.
I'm not sure that the media doesn't do any research, but when they feel like sensationalizing something, like this Benoit situation, they can do it and get away with it, and nobody calls them on it.
We have Glenn back?
Yeah, and also, guys, of course, the Chris Benoit situation is very important to me, and it's very important to people close to it. But in the overall scheme of things, it's not that important as far as on a national level. But the national media helps determine policy in this country, and it helps affect public opinion.
Right. That's where I wanted to go next.
Right. And it's absolutely frightening to me to see how that they have done what they've done with this story, to imagine what they do with the really important stuff.
Well, there's that aspect, but here's my concern. Obviously, the media is a mess, and that's a whole other topic, but
the WWE is a pretty strong organization. I mean, it's been around forever. It's been absorbing other wrestling organizations and just getting more and more profitable and putting out great content. When I don't have television, but whenever I stumble across the their shows, I'm always entertained. And I'm not even a huge wrestling fan, but it's just it really is entertainment. And they can certainly weather some bad media. There's no doubt about that. The media can get on the air and trash on Vince McMahon and his organization as much as they want to, and all it's really going to end up doing is, you know, maybe driving a couple extra people or a handful extra people to actually watch the shows just to see what's going on, what's it all about. But my real concern is, as you say, the media can influence policy as well. So it'd be one thing if the media got on the air and just trash-talked the WWE. It's a whole other ball of wax when you're talking about maybe getting the government involved. Now, I don't know. Have you heard anything? Are there any rumblings? Are there any rumors of some sort of federal-level investigation, sort of a la the baseball world, where they called in the baseball, the heads of the industry, and you know, they questioned them in front of tribunals, essentially? Is there any chance that something like that could happen? Because that could really have a deleterious effect.
Well, and it certainly could. I haven't heard anything to that effect. Of course, right now I believe Congress is in recess, so we won't hear anything for a little while. But yeah, that's certainly something to worry about.
Well, then that's good. Exactly, I didn't know that Congress was in recess. That actually helps your case because, you know, if they haven't called a special convention of Congress in order to deal with this national pressing issue, then by the time they actually do reconvene, hopefully it'll be off their radar.
Well, likely one of the Congress people, by the time they get back together, will have touched another little boy or killed some girl in a park someplace or something like that, and they'll have their own little fires.
Maybe
to
the
put
DC Madam will release some names. That would be good.
That would be really great.
And I'd also like to say, WWE, we don't have anything to hide. You know, we've been very upfront about this whole thing, just as part of the organization, and we have nothing to hide. So
true, but that won't save you from them giving you, you know, making your lives a living hell.
That's true. That's true.
So, now, Glenn, I know, obviously, we can continue talking about the Chris Benoit situation. I think we've touched on several aspects. Is there anything that we've missed? Because there's some other interesting things to talk about in your life.
No, I think my main reason for coming on the show was what we just talked about and how the fact that the media does what it does and people that rely solely on the big media to get their information are not being informed the way that they think they are.
Right. You've got to be critical. You've got to cast a critical eye towards the media, and that's all media. It's Free Talk Live. It's the national news guys. It's the other radio talk show hosts out there. This goes back to something we were talking about earlier this week on the show, and that is question everything you hear. Don't take this as, if it's just because it's on a TV station or a radio station or some internet website, it's not the gospel. It's not anything more usually than some people's opinions, in many cases being presented as facts. So be very careful what you consume out there.
You know, the media, anybody, a journalist, their opinions, their emotions kind of get wrapped up in their story. I can't imagine writing or producing some kind of video without having a certain level of my emotions getting into it. And I'm sure that those people consider themselves to be a little highbrow and that perhaps wrestling, professional wrestling, is just beneath them. It's too gauche for them. So they wouldn't care if they hurt the people that work for the WWE. Yeah, so what?
Sure.
It's not like they're real people or anything. Mm. They're just, you know, comical buffoons who are there to entertain the rednecks. And
that's not nice.
It's not nice, but do you think that the media may perhaps
sure.
think that?
Oh, I could definitely see them looking down their nose at wrestlers. Do you get that impression, Glenn?
Absolutely. And as you guys always talk about on the show, and I agree with, we take advantage of the free market. We offer a product, and if enough people didn't watch us, we wouldn't be on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
go ahead.
Let you know, our whole thing is driven by television ratings and by attendance at our live events. So people are saying that they want to see our product. And once again, I think it's rather unfair. Life isn't fair, but hey, just to, as a saying, for the media just to say, well, we're going to come after you guys because we don't like you. And we do still have that stereotype in some respects of exactly what Mark was saying. And once again, it's because the media hasn't done the research. Our demographic is a cross-section of all America. I mean, we have everybody
sure.
watching us from the rednecks to doctors and lawyers and stockbrokers and people of all ages. So once again, it's just a matter of the media taking a certain stereotype, not doing any research on it, with the exception of Anderson Cooper, I think, one night said that we had a huge audience. But I think Mark is right. Media are somewhat elitist, and they look down on us.
I'm guessing you probably get paid more than most of those media people do anyway. So
it probably rankles them just a little more.
Yeah. You know what? I've got a couple calls rolling in here, at least one of them. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Daniel in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Daniel, you're on with Glenn Jacobs. Daniel in Indy? Do we have Daniel?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah. You're on with Glenn.
Oh, hi, Glenn.
Hey, Daniel.
I'm a great fan of yours.
Thank you.
And, this thing has really saddened me. And I hope you guys will pull through and, you know, all this media stuff will just blow over. And
well,
you guys will be back to, you know, entertaining everybody.
Well, I appreciate it. That's what we do best. And we are going to pull through it. And, like I said, it's just something when people look at what's happened here, it's just something to look at the media in general and just sort of shake your head about.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Daniel.
Yeah, it'll come out. Don't worry. It'll come out.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. We have Glenn Jacobs on the line with us. You know, Glenn, I paid somewhat close attention to the WWE, at least when it comes to their sort of get out the votes thing that they do. They normally do a fairly heavy get out the vote push during political season. And I remember back when Harry Brown was running as a Libertarian presidential candidate, he was sort of ruminating about how great it would be to, you know, get the WWE somehow behind the Libertarian movement, because obviously liberty benefits liberty benefits everybody, and so Vince McMahon and the rest of the crew over there would seem they would have an interest in maybe helping promote these ideas. It didn't end up happening. He wanted to, like, appear on one of the shows or something like that. It didn't end up happening. But do you feel like there's any chance that anything could go in that direction with the show, beyond the old two-party choices, to have the WWE highlight some more interesting candidates?
I don't know. To get out the vote is a nonpartisan thing,
right?
But certainly some of the individuals within WWE, myself and my friend Sean Morley, we're pretty hardcore libertarians.
Can we talk more about that?
Yeah,
you've got some interesting things going on, like outside of the wrestling. We'll come back with more of that and your calls as well. For Glenn, it's Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. It's a very simple concept. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is, since we give you everything on our website for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, we do it for free, and then we just ask you, if you want to help us, then do it. And we give it an easy way to do it, any major credit card, PayPal, there's some other options as well. Basically, we're asking for $3 a month, less than the price of a cup of coffee in many cases. We take that $3 a month in, we turn it around, we pull it together from everybody else's money, and we turn it around into promoting the show, to getting the show on more radio stations across the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. You get a few perks as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, to our guest on the line this hour, his name, Glenn Jacobs. You may know him better as WWE's wrestling superstar, Kane. And initially, Glenn came on the show to talk about the Chris Benoit situation, and anyone that has missed that portion of this interview should check our archives later on tonight. We'll have it posted on the website. But I sort of wanted to move into some other areas, because as you mentioned before we went to that break, you are a principled libertarian, and you and Sean Morley, who's also known as Val Venus in the WWE, how did you get to the whole liberty thing?
Well, Sean actually introduced me to the Libertarian Party. I went to the LP website and check that out. And I agreed with most of the issues that I saw and the stance that the LP was taking. And I branched out from there, and I realized that the issues are actually ancillary to the philosophy. And once you realize how important the philosophy is, you know the answers to the issues, and you know where you're going to stand on the issue.
Right.
And so I've just done hours and hours of research on not only on the internet but also reading stuff from Harry Brown and Murray Rothbard and Mises and Henry Hazlitt and Hayek and all those people, and I've just been absolutely almost obsessed with libertarian philosophy because it makes so much sense and
yeah.
It's logical.
Yeah, it's infective, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And once you understand the philosophy, you can answer any political question. It's very easy. And that's the problem that everyone else has. They can't answer a question based on a philosophy. They have
right.
to answer a question based on where their party stands on a certain issue.
Yeah, they have to get back to you after they check their party platform or whatever their current party stance is. I want to
right.
keep talking about this, actually, but I want to go to the phones first. We've had Jesse. He's been waiting patiently. Jesse in Miami listening on WFTL. You're on with Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching Cowboys and Indians and watching the wrestling in there. And it's the same for me, and that's what I tell my son. He says he didn't know even Kane could speak. but he said, oh, yeah, I didn't know he could even talk because we were listening to him on the way home. But to me, when they used to break the chairs over the guy's back and roll off the roof, that's the same thing that I tell everybody. It's the same thing that I used to grow up with in the movies.
Yeah, it's good fun. It
certainly
is.
That's our job description is we try to entertain people and we try to send them home happy.
There you go.
That's what we do.
Jesse, any other thoughts?
Yeah, that's what I enjoy about it because I used to see them fall off the roof and break chairs in the bars and break bottles over their heads. And this is the same thing.
Now, that wasn't you in the bars, was it, Jesse, doing that?
Huh?
That wasn't you in the bars breaking bottles over heads and breaking chairs over people, was it?
This is what
okay,
I was growing
good.
Up. This is when I was growing up as a kid that I used to see that. And I'm saying this is just modern Western movies.
Yeah, that's an excellent observation. Jesse, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Just a few more minutes left if you want to get your call in for Glenn Jacobs here, WWE's Kane. Just representing himself and in your personal life, Glenn, you are a pretty principled libertarian, and you found Free Talk Live. Was that through Sean as well, Val Venus?
Yes, it was. And I had the opportunity to meet Torgo a few years ago, and then I started listening to you guys, and it opened up a whole new dimension for me. I went from being sort of libertarian to really realizing what libertarianism and free marketeer was all about, and it's just been a great experience for me. In fact, you guys are by far my favorite talk show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. In fact, I would hope that we inspired you. I don't know if you, can we even talk about your talk show? Is that something you want to keep anonymous?
Yeah, I'd rather not. I'd rather
okay.
not, if that's
right.
okay.
We can't talk about it, but you're doing some pretty exciting things with alternate personalities, I guess is all we can really say
right,
at this
right.
point in the name of freedom. But I think we can talk about what Val is doing. He's got an interesting site called the Freetarian, right?
Yes. Yeah, he has his own blog, and it's very liberty-based, and he covers current events. And Val's a friend of Barry Hess, who ran for governor of Arizona on the LP a few years ago. He may run for president, perhaps, in the LP, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Barry's a pretty principled libertarian, too. So Val knows, Sean knows some good people in the movement out west.
Cool, and his website's freetarian.com, and he's got, you know, a pretty neat little blog, and maybe if you poke around there close enough, you'll be able to figure out what Glenn is doing, because we can't really be too explicit on that. But you are also, I mentioned this earlier, you are also a member of the Free State Project. Now, that's not a secret, right?
No.
I guess it's not now anymore.
Right, no, it's not now.
It's not now.
But, no, I think the Free State Project is a great concept. And once again, that was something I discovered through you guys. And I think it is the last chance, or one of the last chances, and the best chance that America has to not even to restore the republic and all that stuff, but actually to build a better America than we've ever had before.
Mm.
Because the people in the Free State Project understand what liberty and individual liberty, which is a very important distinction that libertarians have to make between just when people say freedom and individual liberty, which is what libertarians believe in. And the people in the Free State Project really understand that, and that's what it's all about. And I'm very happy and proud to be a part of that.
Right, and it's more for you than just signing up. You, I think, are going to be one of the early movers of the Free State Project. And for those that don't know, we mentioned it earlier, it's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all to move to one state. In this case, the state that was chosen is New Hampshire, which is where we've made our home. We moved up from Florida about almost a year ago, approaching a year.
Getting there.
And you actually came up and scoped things out here not too long back, and you purchased your own home in New Hampshire already, and I guess you're renovating it or working on that.
you prepare to leave your current home state of Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We bought a place up there, and right now we're just, like everybody, tying up loose ends before we can make the move. But we're excited about it. My wife is visiting New Hampshire, and she liked the state itself. And then, of course, I can't wait to get up there and join in with the exciting stuff that's happening there.
It's very cool. And do you have kids?
They're older, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we have to talk with our kids into coming up.
So,
yeah. So I need to get her listening to Free Talk Live as well.
Excellent. Well, I don't know. Mark, did you have any questions for Glenn while we've got him on the air? You've been kind of silent.
I don't know. I don't follow wrestling real close or anything, but I was kind of wondering how you got your start in all this.
Well, I'd always been a fan, and when I was growing up was the Hulk Hogan era, and I'm a big guy, and
yeah.
I was playing football at the time and tore my knee up, and I wanted to play professional football because of my knee injury, I wasn't able to do that, and because I was a wrestling fan and I was a big guy and am a big guy, I thought, man, you know, maybe I can make a living doing that. There's only so many people on the planet that have been blessed with my size and athletic ability. And so I just pursued it and was lucky enough to network with the right people and to get an opportunity to come to WWE. I'm very proud to be in the WWE. It is the major leagues of professional wrestling, and it's a great organization to work for.
You know, considering
and,
all your success, we're short on time here, but considering all your success, you are really one of the most humble, nice guys that I've ever come across. You're just a great guy, easy to get along with. I don't know if people think certain things about wrestlers or superstars or all of that, but Glenn, you're just an honestly good guy, and it's really an honor to have you listening to the show, and we really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Did you have any final thoughts for us?
No, I'd like to apologize to Mark for a phone call I gave him the other day publicly. I'm sorry about that. And I'd also just like to say that, just like Dave from Montana always says, long live Free Talk Live. Thanks,
right
guys.
Right on, Glenn. And thank
right.
you. Have a great night and great rest of your weekend. All right, so we're done with that interview. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way. It's 7707, and some people are a little bit superstitious about that. We'll talk about that, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231.
It'll soon be 7:07 Central Time.
We can do it all over again.
We'll set off fireworks and stuff.
No, I don't think so. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What